Blog Talk Radio.
By the way, in case y'all were like, who is Elbow? That's who made that song, Elbow. That's from the Left 4 Dead 2 soundtrack.
That's awesome.
You know what? I'm going to need you not to fall off of stuff and hurt yourself.
I wasn't. I was like pulling myself up further in my chair. Because you know I'm a short person. I can't actually reach the ground with my feet. So you kind of have to lift yourself.
Yes, somebody who keeps saying they're taller than me can't reach the ground. I can reach the ground with my feet. I'm just saying.
I have my chair all the way up.
I have mine all the way up, too.
My screen's way too high.
You know what? Ginger's short, y'all. Don't let her fool you.
I'm about 5'2".
She is a 5'2"
wow,
lie.
Wow, and there goes your mic again.
She's a 5'2" lie. She is not.
I need you to stop making the, the scratchy. Ooh, what is that? Ooh, ow.
I don't know. I don't hear it.
Okay. No, it stopped. It stopped. All right.
Anybody else hearing that? Is that Ginger?
It's not just the ginger. That
it's
sounds... Oh, my God, that sounded horrible. What were you doing, woman?
Nothing, just sitting here. Apparently, I have an electric personality.
Of course you have an electric personality. Well, we love you.
No, y'all don't.
We love you.
Y'all are plotting my demise as we speak.
Never. And anybody who is, I will shoot you in the face, just letting you know.
I like what she
says. That is my Corey.
Oh, she wants to kill me herself. That's sweet.
No, I don't. I love my Corey. All right, people, and I know y'all are all here listening to us right now, so you're all here on your lunch breaks, right? And even if you're not, today, if you're in the U.S., we have a very important day today. Today is voting day. We vote for our elected officials today. More importantly, we vote for the president today. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. Red team, blue team, whoever you're going to vote for, but just go out and vote.
That's right.
Get your voice out there.
We try not to put in our political leanings. And I, unfortunately, will not be able to. I want to. I don't have any time today. I need the polls to stay open until midnight would be good.
That's sad.
That's what I think.
You should have voted on the weekend then.
What weekend?
That is early voting. Well, that's true.
Excuse me, I would like to point out to you. I had a box all the time. Like, all the time.
Well, I had a... Corey has a permission slip. She's been moving. She's been living crazy.
Yes. And if the polls were open at, 9, 10 o'clock at night, I would be there.
They should be. Well, I know the ones here in town stayed open until 9.
I think today they said promptly at 7, if you are not in line already, don't bother. That's what I heard. And I could be mistaken. But either way, it's going to be tough to get there even before then. With baby Natrix in tow and trying to do homework, man, it's not going to happen. But the person who I would vote for knows that I adore him deeply, truly, madly. Sit in your lap.
I think they could go back and listen to some past episodes and know which one that you're talking about there.
Yes, we have. They can search Twitter because I think I said it last week. I was like, I don't care what y'all say. I got to say it. I love him.
He's hot, yo.
Dude. He's not that gray
and he's got going on now. He's so hot.
I thought Clinton was hot during his presidency. I think he exceeds the Clinton hotness, I just got to say. I like us to have a hot
was hot even if he was icky.
Yeah, it was such an accent. Love a man with an accent. I don't care where it's from.
Right? Oh.
Ooh, man. Work, Clinton. And Clinton was my first person I voted for.
I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I already got got around and stuff, but yo, I mean.
Yeah, I would have been on the news on CNN later later today. Sullying the election proceedings, apparently.
Sorry, Mrs. Clinton.
Well,
Well, 4 years time, it's fine.
Woman. Okay, so speaking of election stuff, might I change it? May I?
Oh, you go right on ahead because my next one is going to be all ooh and ah and stuff like that. So, but.
Mm-mm. Okay, so this particular election is making history not just because it's such a close race, but because it is the first one where social media is playing such a huge part. More than 30 million people so far have already voted. That's over half a million of. And I'm sorry. And just as a side note, over half a million of them are named John.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it's not actually a side note. The reason they know this is because of all the social media apps and things that are coming out. One is called Penelope Trunk. And, yes, that's from Brazen Careerist herself. Yes, there's a woman named Penelope Trunk who created this. She forwarded this to our friends at VentureBeat, and it reminds you to vote. The reminder does not come from Obama or from the Obama campaign. It comes from your friends and relatives, and it knows exactly which states to target. Right?
That's awesome.
Word. The emails go something like this. It comes from, you know, from the company or from the lady, and it says, from Penelope, election day is right now. Some of your friends in critical battleground states are already able to vote, but early voting ends on Friday in Colorado, Nevada, and Wisconsin, and on Saturday in North Carolina and Florida. Our volunteers haven't been able to reach many of these people on the phone, so you're the only one who can get them to the polls before it's too late. Okay. Very smart.
That's hot.
To get people out and vote. Another one that is geared towards Obama, of course, connects databases of voters who've already recorded. They've already, you know, votes have been counted, and it tells you how many voters with the same name as you has already voted. That's how we knew half a million named John. And this one actually says 30,542,975,000 people have voted. Some states allow early voting. How many people with your name have already voted? 561,146 people named John have already voted. You should too. I think this one is cute because I know I would be the only with my actual real name. I take that back. There's two other people with the exact same spelling of my real name. And if you're not close to me, sorry, you don't know my real name. But three people. One of them lives in the UK and she should be about 14. The other one also lives here in Texas and she's about 10 years younger than me.
Wow.
She doesn't live far from me. So there's three of us in the entire world with this name. So it would be interesting to see this particular little.
That is cool.
Yeah. Also, of course, not many of these are popping up for Romney. but he has a couple of apps that they're not really talking about. The social media fan base, of course, has always been on the side of Obama because he was one of the first presidents to embrace social media, and that's how he won the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find something cool that they're doing for Romney, let us know. Drop us a line. Drop us a Facebook link. We will share it. Well, Ginger's already voted for her team, and I think Snow has, and we know Blaster has. So, and I have it, and I'm not going to get to. So we can be unbiased media and share. Maybe. Possibly.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Jay. That's horrible.
Yeah, something horrible happened. I didn't want to start the show that way, but we'll get around to sharing with if you guys are listening live what happened. Or you can just be following us on Twitter, and you can find out what happened to our friend Jay in his area. And we're very glad that it wasn't you. We do love you, Jay.
We do. We do. All right, changing gears out of the chat. Love you, Jay. Today was another important day. And I know there are a lot of you gamers right now glued to your Xbox, literally glued to your Xbox.
I be glued.
If you haven't voted, you get your asses up and you go vote.
That's the one time she's allowed to say that word on the morning.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. But today was Halo 4 release. It started at midnight.
Wow. I forgot. Oh, you know.
No, it's amazing. I've been watching Twitter and I've been watching Facebook and I've been seeing all the pictures of all you crazy Halo fans. And honestly, by about 9 o'clock last night, I was dead on my feet. There's no way I was going to a midnight release.
Mm-mm. I know I wasn't. Me and passed out.
And I will probably go later today and pick it up. And y'all won't see me for a while. It's okay. Oh, no, I won't. Crap, because I got a show tonight. I guess I'll be home tomorrow.
You can go after the show.
No, no, because if I start after the show, you're not going to see me. After that show.
Somewhere to go? Do you have somewhere else to go after other than get Halo?
You won't see me the next morning, girl. It'll be bad.
I know where you live.
That's a long drive.
I don't have to drive. I got people. So I keep telling you that.
But Halo 4 released. So that's amazing. Master Chief is back in our lives. Okay, I'm not going to do it. I had to stop myself. But the sexiest Space Marine ever. If you've got some footage of your gameplay, you want to send it to us, that would be awesome. Let us know if you've been playing it, what you think about it. Is it as amazing as I hoped it would be? Or did Microsoft completely jump ship and fail? Is this the Titanic?
I don't want them to fail. I know it comes across that way. I don't want them to fail. I have a loyalty to my Bungie people.
I know, Bungie was amazing, and I can't believe that they let go of Halo.
It's not that they let go. They had no choice.
Well, that's true.
And I believe they were a little bit tired of it. You can't wear the people out. By the way, I have not forgotten you guys' review of Assassin's Creed. It's just that Baby Natrix and I passed out. I told Ginger earlier, we literally passed out. I woke up, and it was like somebody had come in and hit us over the head. We were passed out. 3 this morning. So I had the laptop set up and everything, and we had Assassin's Creed going, and then we stopped to watch Harry Potter, and then that was where we messed up. Bad.
Bad. Sorry, I'm over here drinking my drink.
Well, Horace is asking if we red boxed it. No, we actually got to play Halo ahead of time at RTX, and we were broadcasting live, which you were supposed to be listening to, Horace. We were broadcasting, giving instant, up-to-the-minute updates. Yes, during RTX, and I actually got some footage I uploaded that Ginger was playing Halo 4. I was not impressed at all. And again, no, this is no dig at 343 Studios. Like I said, these are an awesome bunch of guys. Their party, I really, really like their party. I like the swag that they gave out. No, I will not be giving that away. That is going in what I call the bag. Ginger knows what the bag is, right?
The bag is, if you touch it, she will cut off your hand.
No, no, not that bag. This is the bag that when I die, you know, Baby Natrix inherits it and she can sell it and make lots of money because there is some good stuff in that bag. Yeah, so it goes in the bag for her. But I was not impressed. I think I'm really Haloed out. It was so, we did so much Halo in the early days. And I didn't even play 1. I came in at 2. And by the time we got to 3, I was tired because that's all we did. I cannot do that. I cannot stay and just constantly play that for like years and years and years. I know it makes no sense because I can play GTA for years, but I think the reason is it's different for me every time. Whereas when I play with a lot of you over and over, I get to notice your habits and patterns of playing, which if I was a really good Halo player would make me very dangerous because I pick out your patterns early. But I'm not the best Halo player, and I don't care to be. I'm sorry, y'all. Enjoy your Halo.
I love my Halo.
Yeah, don't let me stop you from playing. If you love it, get your Halo on. Do it.
Totally going to be getting my Halo on.
Yes, Ginger, you just make sure you're here tomorrow.
We'll see.
We know. You know what? I'm done talking to you for the day. I'm done.
I love you.
I know, I'm talking to you. That's what happens when you bring a Ginger on board. By the way, Ginger, you want to buy me a red wig. Anyway.
A red wig?
I found a shade that I can work with that's red.
Oh, well, very nice then. Very nice. You work that then.
I'm very, very excited. I want to be a redhead too. You and Snow get to be redheads. I want to be a redhead.
Well, then be a redhead. Be a redhead. Join us in the redheadum.
I think we should have Ginger. We'll have a Ginger Day. We'll do that.
Ginger Day.
Yes, and she'll sing it like that all day. All right, so
It'll be awesome.
This is a game that's going, that I'm going to tell you about, is going into our, oh my God, so obsessed. Have you guys seen that little column we put up? You know, it might not be working right, but I'm fixing our train wreck today. But oh my God, so obsessed, if you haven't heard about it, is a little column, a little blurb we have on our site of games that we just start playing and we're obsessed with for a short while and we end up leaving alone. But this one I can't leave alone yet. Have you played The Grin's Tale yet on Facebook?
I have not.
Oh, Okay, let me talk to my role players, adventure players, city building players. I tried to play this last week. This is before they actually sent us the press release, so I think I jumped in beta. It is free, by the way, and it is absolutely epic. It is put out by Nexon Games.
Oh, they make good games.
Yes. So they're out of beta now, and you can pop by our site here in a short bit and take a look at the video and everything that they sent over. Grin's Tale takes you on what they're calling the adventure of a lifetime. You can recruit a party of wacky cohorts, establish a base of operations so you can craft gear and produce battle supplies, and then you get to venture up into a mysterious tower to fight monsters and discover the truth of your world. Now, this, again, is a browser-based game. You don't have to play it on Facebook. You can also play it on Kongregate. You have to play this. If you kind of like, what was it, The Nightmare Before Christmas? That's the art style. And it's not your typical Facebook game where you click and click and click. It is an actual game, RPG, city building, harvesting, crafting, everything game. You can put your friends in, but you don't have to.
That's cool.
You get to pick from classes. You can be an adventurer, an archer, a berserker, a cleric, a knight, a wizard. And you all know what those things are already because you played games like this before. And they actually sent us over stats, which you can go and check out when I put it up on the site here in just a sec. But just to give you a little taste, said how much metal was harvested last week during beta? 7,924,514.
Wow.
Or croissants eaten, 2,951,753 croissants. They make you hungry. But anyway, go and check that out. It is a wonderful game. This is going on my wintertime game list because I was having such a good time playing. I had to stop. Ooh, just wait for it to get cold. I'm going to get in the corner with the laptop. It's on.
Girl, speaking of cold, I'm going to jump up in a second. Turn on my heater. All right, so Alien Breed PlayStation Mobile. The original Alien Breed is back in action, celebrating its 21st anniversary. All right, so Team 17 Digital is excited to announce the launch of Alien Breed for PlayStation Mobile.
Nice.
The classic top-down shooter will be available to download from the PlayStation Store on the 14th of November for just £3.19, euros, francs, something.
No.
I think that's €3.99 euros.
I keep saying no. How many times I got to say no, Ginger? No.
Why no?
Just wanted to say no. I'm practicing. I'm practicing in case our guide doesn't win. No.
All right. No. Alien Breed is the classic sci-fi top-down shooter developed by Team 17, launching originally in 1991. Alien Breed has now been remade for PlayStation Mobile, which can only mean one thing. It's time to turn down the lights, turn up the sound, and encounter Alien Breed again. Alien Breed offers the opportunity for both old and new fans to experience the original survival horror game, featuring a choice of either old-school Amiga graphics or new enhanced graphics. Alien Breed retains the challenging gameplay of the original while offering players aid in the form of an in-game store for extra ammo, keys, and weapons. Awesome. So again, this is Alien Breed. It's for the PlayStation Mobile. So if you want to play it, head over and check it out.
I don't want to, and you can't make me.
Oh, you better. Oh, no, you don't have a PlayStation, so I really can't make it.
Yes, the PlayStation is gone. She will die a horrible death. Okay. Ginger said something dirty to me and then ran. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all know Ginger said something dirty to me and then she ran away? Ginger, that is a sad, sad thing. Why would you do such a thing? See, she ran away. Shh, y'all be quiet. Don't anybody say anything when she comes back. Ginger. Ginger. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the next news story. We're in a very silly mood today. So those of you who have been picking up your copy of Windows 8 and are all excited and saying, oh, my God, I can't play any games on this thing, on this new Windows operating system. Well, Microsoft says never fear. Surface has not gone away. Or actually, forget Surface. They have a 7-inch tablet called the Xbox Surface. It appears Microsoft is actually beginning to plan the hardware for the Xbox Surface. This is from Tom Warren, who works over at The Verge. Sources have told Warren that the initial leaked specs for the Xbox Surface are indeed accurate. including a 7-inch display running a 12x80 720p HD resolution. He also notes that the Xbox Surface will include a custom ARM processor, please put your hands above the desk, and speedy RAM. The initial specs that were leaked back in June called for dual IBM Power PC processors and 5 gigabytes of DDR3 RAM. Microsoft is also keeping the door open for an unannounced Intel processor. Warren notes that the Xbox Surface is being developed to be architecture agnostic, so Microsoft would potentially go with one of several CPU options. The tablet will be able to perform simple tablet functions like messaging and web browsing, but it won't run a full version of Windows. If the rumors are true, it's clear that Microsoft is building the very first ever dedicated gaming tablet with the Xbox Surface. The latest generation of iPad and recent Android tablets feature speedy processors and graphics as well, but they're also built to perform tasks other than gaming. So by finally tuning a tablet for gaming processes, Microsoft will have something truly unique, and it'll also be able to tie in directly with the Xbox 720 console, which we saw coming. Basically, we were going to borrow from Nintendo a little bit. Production for the Xbox Surface will be separated from Microsoft's traditional hardware partners like Foxconn and Pegatron, Warren says. He also heard that the Xbox Surface is being partially developed at Microsoft's Silicon Valley offices. Thank you for doing that, Microsoft, and not taking it overseas. Ginger, are you back, woman?
I am back.
We were trying to lie in wait for you, and I told them, shh,
oh, wow.
It's going to come back. I told them you said something dirty to me, and then you ran away.
I had to turn on my heater. It was too darn cold. It's cold. See, I can't even think. My brain refuses to work. It's too cold. It's too cold.
I'm sorry, the poor Ginger.
I know. I was like, burr.
Well,
what did I have? Zynga, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Still circling the drain to shut down 2 titles, plans to close 11 additional games in the future. Zynga will shut down 2 of its games in early December with plans to close 11 additional titles later on down the road. This news follows the word that the company would close its Boston offices and reduce 5% of its workforce from offices in Austin, the UK, and Japan. Oh, we're so sorry, our Austin folks.
Mm.
The first games to be shut down on December 3rd will be Treasure Isle and Fishville. There was a Fishville?
Yes, there was.
I didn't know that.
That was a horrible game, Zynga. It was horrible.
Oh. Well, then that's all right. While the games performed well for the social games giant, they are now garnering well under 1 million monthly active users and well under 100,000 daily active users. Details on which 11 games the company plans to shut down are unknown at this time, but the writer says that they will let you know when they have more information, and when they do, we will let you know.
Well, they had their opportunity to step up. They really shouldn't. Sandy, remember, all they offered was, your crops won't wither. No. Offer some money.
Yeah.
Those people need money, although some of you are in that region are crazy. Your people need food and water, and you're actually worried about crops. So I understand why they did it. Just you be the bigger one.
Is that the game, the one where you had to feed the fish and whatnot? My fish are going to starve.
I don't know. It was never my thing.
You know. We can tell snow, see, big hugs.
She's going to cut both of us. Wow. Okay, well, bad news for you people that love THQ. Looks like things are not going so well. Troubled publisher THQ is likely facing a sale or bankruptcy following continued poor financial results. The company has appointed Centerview Partners to find strategic and financing alternatives for the company, a term associated with the search for a sale. Following second quarter financial losses of $21 million yesterday, the firm refused to take calls from investors on the advice of Centerview. Ooh, Centerview Partners. I'm glad I don't own any stock at THQ right now. Centerview Partners was an advisor to the sale of Pfizer's nutrition business to Nestle earlier this year for $11.8 million, the sale of Sonic Wall to Dell, and the bankruptcy of Residential Capital, if you've heard of any of those companies. Should its financial position continue to deteriorate, we expect THQ to raise financing through an equity sale that could lead to the dilution of existing shareholders. This is from Wedbush Morgan's Michael Pachter in a note to investors. He said, we expect creditors to be asked to renegotiate terms at discount if they're unwilling, bankruptcy is possible. Although THQ has been able to lower its cost structure through layoffs and a streamlined release slate in order to temporarily improve profitability, it is unlikely to return to profitability unless its revenues once again begin to grow. The company has delayed three games so far: South Park, The Stick of Truth, Company of Heroes True, and the one I don't want them to delay, Metro Last Night, and refuse to offer guidance. Fewer releases in the near term will likely lead to sustained revenue declines and constrained development budgets for the upcoming games, negatively impacting game quality and quantity, says Pachter. Management has a track record of overpromising and under-delivering, and the company has been in turnaround mode for the last 5 years. The additional game delays, hiring of a financial advisor, and refusing to take questions increase our skepticism that a turnaround can be executed before they run out of the cash. People are saying, we do not believe THQ is investable for most situations. Ouch. You probably need to pair up with Zengun. Y'all do something. I want my Metro Last Night. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, but see, that's just karma for poisoning all those poor little ducks with those red balloons.
You're never going to let them live that.
Never. All right. Psychologist pitches games as a treatment for Alzheimer's at Game for Health Europe. That's awesome that they even have something called Games for Health Europe. A British psychologist thinks that using video games can be a very effective tool in helping to treat Alzheimer's. Dr. John Harrison, thank you for having such a normal name, a psychologist in the Department of Medicine at Imperial College London, shared his theories on the topic at Games for Health Europe conference in Amsterdam this week. Harrison says that even though brain training games have proven to be unsuccessful in treating Alzheimer's, he believes that games designed specifically for Alzheimer's patients may hold some promise in either treating the disease or slowing it down. Harrison said that these kinds of games could help in treating five different areas of brain function affected by Alzheimer's. At the event, he showed off a trailer for a game concept he has put together that would test a patient's psychomotor skills. Wow. He says there's a whole host of things we can embed into games context that will exercise and test efficiency?
Efficiency, baby.
No, it's not efficiency. EFFICACY.
Efficacy?
Maybe.
We suck.
Yeah. See, they keep giving us words, and
we can't pronounce big words.
No. For being like the whole baby genius, all that fun stuff way back in the day, I cannot pronounce the stuff to save my soul now.
I'm sorry, Ginger. Do you want me to cut them?
I bring bad games. Stop giving me bad games. Give me only good games. Like, hello.
I'm going to move along. because I was told if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
You're shush. I love my halo.
I said nothing.
You thought it. I heard it.
I can think all I want.
Nuh-uh.
Don't cost nothing.
Nuh-uh.
That was all Southern. Don't cost nothing to think it, and I do.
I love it when we break out with our whole Southernism.
Don't cost nothing to thank it, and I thank it. Verizon, really? Verizon.
Oh, no, what did they do? No, I've got them. Tell me that.
They're going to be closing the App Store next year, Ginger.
I don't use their darn App Store anyways. It hardly ever works.
Well, isn't that how you get your games?
No, I use the Google App Store.
Oh, well, North American mobile operator Verizon. Oh, I am yawning. Oh, my God. It's because it's cold. It's not that I'm tired. It's cold, which makes me yawn.
I get you.
mobile operator Verizon has announced that it'll begin closing its Verizon App Store for Android and BlackBerry devices on January 2013. The company expects to complete the process by March of the same year. During the shutdown process, developers will continue to get payments and access to app metrics. Really? This is, we're evolving our strategy to further simplify today's experience and meet the needs of tomorrow, said Verizon in its announcement. We'll be introducing new merchandising strategies, starting with App Lover, an app that can help get your Android app discovered by millions of Verizon customers. Moving along, Verizon will stop accepting app submissions this month as part of the shutdown process. Apps that require a monthly license check will also be removed from the Verizon app catalog this month. The removal of Verizon apps store means users have a slightly simplified list of places to purchase and download their Android and BlackBerry apps, namely the Droid Store.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger?
Oh my God, I'm all muted and I'm all doing the Droid. I was like, I wonder why she's not making the noise back, Droid. All right, anyway. that's always fun. That's always so much fun. Seven Core launches new class and race with Shadow Crusade. A new army enters the war in Shadow Crusade. The first update to launch for 7 Corps today, November 6th. Join the battle with the petite but powerful new Aemon race. Annihilate enemies as the new assassin class and utilize brand new game systems, including materialization and thrilling new PvP arena battlefield. Woo woo for PvP! The Aemon, once a peaceful race from the eastern continent, now stand ready to join the Grand Cross Alliance in the ever-escalating war against the Ahmad. Spurred to assist their allies, the Nuke, who once saved them from horrific extinction, these minute creatures often go underestimated against unsuspecting foes. Special race abilities allow the Ahmad to increase the max energy of their mounts during travel and while not in combat.
Wow.
I give up. I can't read.
Sit down.
While not in combat, 5% of their max energy regenerates every 5 seconds, making them critical reinforcements in battle. Deliver the deadliest blows with the new assassin, a powerful melee class specializing in incredibly high critical chance to dodge wraiths. Dagger assassins will be ideal for single target damage, cloaking themselves for the chance at fatal stealth attacks. Shadow Crusade additionally introduces various new systems, including materialization, a new crafting system that enables players to create better items from combining old gear. Competitive players can also take a break from destroying the Ahmad and instead clash against their friends on the battlefield, a new PvP arena that pits 10 players against each other on two engaging maps. Collect staging points to accelerate the team's score or simply decimate the opposing team to rack up points. Winning players will earn victory points that can purchase powerful weapons, armor, and even rare mounts. Yay! All right. Oh, and also, there's been a level cap increase to level 95.
Do we want to play that game?
I don't know.
Well, I never.
I have so many games. So many games.
You do not.
I do.
Nice!
I have my Minecraft, I have my Guild Wars 2, I have my Second Life, I have my Facebook games.
We do play a lot of games, don't we?
We do play a lot of games.
Well,
I
got to share this with you. Some of you that like to rent from the Red Box will be seeing red, especially if you like Halo.
No Halo in the Red Box?
Nope, you won't find... Okay, well, players who rely on Redbox as your preferred game rental service won't be getting Halo 4 this year. And, of course, the second disc for Assassin's Creed isn't in there. Redbox kiosks, you see, are only equipped to rent one disc per rental fee, which the rep did tell me. And with games regularly spanning two or even three discs, that has made the decision on what to offer players even more complicated for Redbox officials. He said there's a lack of Joel Resnick, who's Redbox's vice president of games, said there's a lack of consistency in how the content is split from game to game. He says right now Medal of Honor is split on the 360, where you have the single-player campaign in SD on Disc 1, then you have the multiplayer on Disc 2, as well as an HD patch. That's different than Max Payne 3. Then you've got Halo, where the single-player is on Disc 1 and multiplayer on Disc 2, but to play multiplayer, you need to insert Disc 1. As a result of those complications, EA Shooter is largely not available from the company, though a very few select kiosks have some version of it available. It seems an odd problem, but it's a real one for the retail chain. While one apparently obviously solution would be to offer the complete game for twice the price, Redbox's return policy effectively kills that idea. Renters can return a disc to any location, opening up the possibility that Disc 1 would be returned to one site and Disc 2 would end up at another. And they said they don't want to make it a wild goose chase The two-disc issues Redbox faces are admittedly temporary. Next-gen systems are all expected to utilize Blu-ray drives, which should eliminate multi-disc games, but Redbox isn't a company whose customers live on the bleeding edge. But in the shorter term, it means they miss out on some big titles. That's a particularly worrisome for the company as GTA 5 looms, which I will not be getting from the Redbox, I can tell you all that. A game that will almost certainly span more than one disc. There will be a lot of games missing from this house when I get GTA, I will tell you that. I've already mapped them out. You go and you go and you go. Bye-bye. It was nice playing with you. currently Redbox has over 42,000 kiosks around the country. According to our friends at Gamma Sutra, between movies and games, it averages about 58 million rentals per month. The games business is fairly new, though, formally launching just last June after an extended test period, which we told you about. We were part of the test. The audience Redbox has found tends to skew towards casual titles like Just Dance 4, but there's a growing interest in games like Assassin's Creed 3, which you heard our little exclusive story yesterday about what happened with me in Assassin's Creed 3, and Black Ops 2. Among high-def consoles, the Xbox 360 is the most popular platform, while Resnick describes the PS3 as having an opportunity for growth. And while the company chose to bypass handheld systems when it launched game rentals, it's reconsidering that today. They said the 3DS has reached an install base where it makes it easier for us to look at and very seriously consider that platform. We're trying to find a way to test it and get a good read on whether we should expand our offerings to include something like that down the road. The Vita has a little ways to go in the install base to get there, though. Vita, offer castanets, I keep telling you.
Exactly. Just, and, you know, I have a question. Mm-hmm. The Redbox, you know, I've looked a couple of times, maybe wanted to rent. They only have, like, one or two games. Well, I found one that had, like, five. But they were all, like, either these social play-em, dance-em games. Mm-hmm. There were nothing good.
What was the question, ma'am?
Are they always like that? I mean, because you said you got, like, Assassin's Creed. I've never been able to find a good Assassin's Creed, anything, game at a Redbox near me. Is this just, like because you're in a bigger city, you've got a better choice?
Is it because
I live in the boonies and I've got a smaller choice?
It might be that, and it might be that you have some little greedy gusses hoarding all the good games. Now,
maybe. I mean, but wouldn't I even see it on there? It would just show out?
It would be grayed out.
No, I've seen nothing like that on there.
They might
not
know.
I'm going to go to the store later, and I will take a picture, and I will show you that they have very few games.
Then we need to send that. We need to send that over to them and say, hey, we got some gamers in this area. We want some good stuff.
Because I would rent some good stuff, but every time I look, it's like Mario games or social dance games. And I'm like, that's not what I want.
Now, the same principle, for those of you who live in a big city, the same principle when getting games from Redbox applies to when I tell you to go buy games at Christmas. You are most likely not going to find your favorite games at the nicer areas. Okay, because those kids have parents that go out during the day and get those games for them. Now, if you go to the not-so-nice neighborhood where there's Redboxes, you can probably find all the games your little heart desires. You can walk out with the Black Ops and the Assassin's Creed and the, whatever it is you want to play. You can get away with getting them there. Again, don't wear your good jewelry. You want to not brush your teeth. You're crusty in the corner of your eye. You girl gamers, this is not the time to put on the Louboutins and go to the Redbox. No, the ripped up sneakers that you hide in the back of your closet. Put your dirty wig on, the one that you turn sideways and it looks kind of crazy. Yeah, that's what you go to the Redbox
in. I love my core. Man, I love my core.
You tell them that every year for Christmas. Everybody's like, I can't find this. And if you go to Best Buy or you call Best Buy, they'll tell you where the games are if there's copies. And sometimes they can't find them. But if you go to some of the not-so-nice neighborhoods, again, dress down, it's Christmas, people are wanting to mug you, you don't give them a reason to. You girls, you got a built-in wallet, stick the cards and stuff in your bra, and put your phone in there too, turn it on, on vibrate, or, just, does it make a sound at all because you want to draw attention to that area? You go, up in the store, you get what you got to get, you walk fast back to your car, keep keys in your hand, keep your head down, don't look at anybody.
That's funny.
Okay,
that's
you should look at somebody. As we all know, predators tend not to go for the people who look at them. But, look at them. Merry Christmas! Really loud, crazy. Merry Christmas! Yeah, so.
Yes, exactly.
It works.
Okay. I've got a free game. Free game for you and for you and for you and for, you in the back, too.
Me, too?
Mm-hmm, me. Yes, you, too. I was going to say, yeah, me, too. But Yeah, you too. All right, so Origin, and Electronic Arts, EA, are teaming up. You can download Battlefield 1942 for free via Origin. Electronic Arts is offering this popular online multiplayer game, Battlefield 1942, for free to celebrate Battlefield series' 10th anniversary this fall. There is a catch. You have to install Origin clients in order to play it, so they want to spy on your midget porn. When we launched Battlefield 1942 10 years ago, we had lofty ambitions to create a first-person shooter that would push the boundaries of innovation, creativity, and design. We evolved the FPS gameplay formula by introducing the world to all-out warfare via land, air, and sea. This is coming from Carl Magnus Trodesen, Vice President and General Manager at DICE. Since the beginning, the reception of the Battlefield series has been incredible thanks to our amazing fans. Every day we strive to provide our community with great games and new ways to play, as evident with Battlefield 3 Premium. We wanted to thank our fans who have supported us throughout the years by restoring Battlefield 1942 for a digital re-release and give everyone a chance to play the game that started it all.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, all right. So you can get a free copy of the game over at battlefield.com/Battlefield-1942. EA does say conditions apply. So,
we got to be aware when EA says.
Yeah. Check out those conditions before you apply.
We don't know what the conditions are. You know what? I also want to draw attention to this. If you got the Xbox update, you may want to be careful.
Why?
Go back and read your. I am not recalling. It was something that I read in the new terms and conditions for the update that was kind of disturbing to me. It had something to do with them not being responsible for something or your game, but it was something that, you know, you had no choice, obviously. They won't let you play on it, Xbox Live, or move or breathe unless you do it. But, yeah. If you haven't downloaded it yet, or if you have, go back and ask to read it or try to read it again. There's some there's some things. Okay.
I'm going to send I'm going to send Microsoft a EULA that they're going to have to sign. You will not change my terms of services without my prior approval. You must sign here.
Yes. Did you all know there was a browser-based Borderlands game?
Mm-mm.
There is a browser-based Borderlands game. I just
That's
want to
cool.
listen to you. There's also something very old school that is, and some of you, it may be too old school for you. Just don't hurt yourself. Okay, back in the old days, let me take some of you younger ones back. Back in the old days, before we had graphics cards, games were text-based.
What?
They were text-based.
Lies, you're telling lies.
Mm-mm. I kid you not, text-based. And there are still some games out there like that that you can play. There's a new game made by Soundless Mountain, or it's called Soundless Mountain 2. It's by developer Egan Link. And what he's done is create a text-based multiplayer shooter. And it has...
multi-person shooter.
Yes, it has online capabilities, real-time combat. He says that everything that happens occurs on the fly. You'll have to quickly type commands like turn south, go east, fire, and reload. And more importantly, you can even pull up a map made of hashtags with a triangle.
Oh my God!
Dictating your position. This is old school. You can see only your position, and you must manually type in look to see if there's anyone in front of you. It's basically a real-time game of Battleship, but with multiplayers duking it out. The text-based multiplayer shooter is a great novelty. It's kind of, it's so old school, it's new. You can check it out for free.
It's so old school, it's new.
Yes, it is egan.pri.e/shooter/. I am so going to play this because this is how I learned how to type.
Wow.
And if you think
old school, it's new.
Yes, and if you're not sure that you can learn how to type this way, let me just tell you. I started out as the hunt and peck looking at the keyboard. I now type about 90 to 95 words a minute.
That's awesome.
this is playing, you know, text-based games. Another one that we did an interview with a long time ago I talk about quite often is at play.net, modus operandi. If you're not into the shooters thing, because that might be a little too fast-paced for you if you're not a fast typer, but modus operandi, it's very fun to play. It's not free, of course, but theirs is, you know, it's a you create your character, you go onto this island, and you can roam around and discover mysteries, or there is battle, but they're NPCs. This is the first time I got beat up by an NPC who was in that game. I was like, why are you hitting me? That's what I kept typing. Why are you hitting me? People around me were dying laughing.
That's hilarious.
Corey, that is an NPC, and then it said, you are bleeding, and it keeps coming up every few seconds. You have lost minus 10 blood. You have lost minus
10. No, I need that.
So somebody had to take me to the hospital. Yes, somebody had to type in, pick up Corey. And then,
wow.
Oh, hilarious.
That's hilarious.
It was my
that's
first, awesome. First online wedding in there, too. My first online wedding.
Oh, this is cute.
Yes.
Okay.
Your brain is the best graphics card ever, by the way. Your brain is better than any
concert for December 19th.
What concert?
Yes.
What concert?
Games Aid Christmas concert.
Who's Christmas?
Games Aid.
Oh.
That's awesome. Members of the video game industry in the United Kingdom are teaming up with UK charity Games Aid to put together a Christmas concert that will raise money for charity. The choir comprised of 24 men and women from across the industry, including OBEs, CEOs, managing directors, PR, salespeople, and marketers, has been formed and is practicing for its very first event on December 19th at St. Stephen's, Roslyn Hill in London.
Hmm.
Tickets will cost £20, I think, for adults and £10 for children under the age of 10 of under the age and 10 for children under the age of 16. That was strange. The industry choir is the brainchild of Ian Chambers, Ian Chambers, IGN's VP and Managing Director International. He will be conducting the event. The Games Aid Christmas concert is also being sponsored by Ubisoft, EA, Sega, Mastertronic, OnLive, and IGN.
Sega.
That's awesome. All right, there are names. Should I read out all the names?
Did you kick butt before you took them?
And chew bubblegum, too. That was great.
Whoop.
Uh-huh. All right, so who are these men and women? Who are these 24 brave men and women? All right, we got IGN's Ian Chambers and Rich Keane, Andy Payne from Mastertronic, Christy Payne from Rocket Media, Eidos President for Life, Ian Livingston, Keith Ramsdell from EA, Sega's John Clark, Amanda Farr, Peter Oliver, Bruce Grove from OnLive, Ubisoft's Obeline Wallen, Chris Marcus, Rob Cooper, and Alan Dykes, Yuki President Joe Twist, Katie Brooks from Bethesda, Becca Roberts from Indigo Pearl, localization consultant Sophie Cristobal, PR consultant Charlotte Simmons, Emily Britt from Square Enix, Tracy McGarrigan from Sci-Fi London, Phil Brindley from Thumbstar Games, Harry Homewood from Marvelous, and Paul, oh my god, I thought I was going to get through this with no hard names, Paul Marcantonio from Click and Buy. All right, so you want to check this out, justgiving.com.
Let me just say this again. No. And you cannot.
I think that's kind of awesome. Games Aid, I want to say, is a lot like our Extra Life. I think.
No, and you cannot make me.
Yes. No, I can't. But you should. You should. You should check it out because that's awesome.
Because I don't have any euros.
Of the money. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Actually, I do have some euros somewhere hiding in my purse.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
That's very interesting. Well, uh-huh. It's time for us to go. No, I'm kidding. Yes, people are like, wait a minute.
Like, don't throw me off. Sean, throw me off. Y'all see that?
Oh.
That's why I'm always walking around confused.
I'm sorry. Yeah. There's more stuff about THQ apparently just popped up. They are, yeah, not doing well. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you this much. It nosedived 50% their stock just like 30 minutes ago.
That's no good.
I wish I could breathe and stuff. Okay, so speaking of good things, because we're going to try to pick a thing. Nintendo Wii. Nintendo Wii.
Nintendo, what about them? What about
the Wii U. Uh-huh. You got just this.
Oh, the Wii U releases fairly soon, right?
Yep. 2 weeks on November 18th, Nintendo of America said it's kicking its marketing into next gear, in addition to some new TV spots that will show how you will play next. The company is introducing 5,000 Wii U kiosks to retailers like Target, Best Buy, GameStop, Walmart, and Toys R Us. GI International said they saw one at New York's Best Buy over the weekend after apparently the Wii U doesn't lose electricity during a hurricane. Amazing. Some of the Wii U kiosks will enable customers to get hands-on gameplay experience, while others will supply specially created video content that highlights Wii U's games and features. Some of the titles being spotlighted at the retail include, of course, Nintendo Land and, of course, new Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers U, Sing Party, Zombie U, and Rayman Legends, which I absolutely abhor. The consensus from the analysts is that the Wii U is likely to sell out this holiday season, duh. But as the console enters 2013 and Microsoft and Sony look to further price cuts, Nintendo could be under much greater pressure. I think not, because people always want the new stuff. You can cut the price all you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. 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 All right. My screen is trying to lock up. There we go. There we go. There we go.
It's your own fault.
Try not to. Big IP mistakes could impact October sales. What? Why are you just giving this... Never mind. I'm not going to read that one. I thought I was going to read that one, but I'm not going to. All right. Black Ops 2 Live opens in London. Call of Duty Experience goes live in London ahead of Black Ops 2 launch with the biggest entertainment launch of the year. What? No. Halo 4. Screw. Mm-mm. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 just around the corner. Activision has revealed an exclusive Black Ops 2 Live destination space is set open in London from the 10th to the 12th of November at Bloomsbury Ballroom. Black Ops 2 Live will be dedicated esports experience, giving fans the chance to play the games before its release at midnight on November 13th. During the traditional sports bar experience on its head, turning the traditional sports bar experience on its head, Black Ops 2 Live will enable thousands of fans the opportunity to play new content for the very first time, bringing to life some of the key features of multiplayer and esports. Bloomsbury Ballroom has been transformed into the ultimate Call of Duty destination, complete with an esports arena, zombie-inspired diner, and sports bar to watch all the action live on big screens, keeping visitors entertained while not playing. Awesome. Okay, you want to sign up for this? You can head over to blackops2live.co.uk. Guaranteed entry will only apply to those who have a ticket confirmation. They did not give me any kind of price, so I have no idea how much this is going to be. And I'm going to assume they are probably charging for entry.
All right, then. We got time for one or two more, yeah?
Yeah, we got 8 minutes. We got 8 minutes.
I'm just trying to breathe. This is getting ridiculous.
I know, right? It's horrible. I've been, like, over here muting myself because I've been coughing my little head off. It's been horrible.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. What happened was...
I can't breathe.
Are you okay?
I'm having some issues, yeah. I'm going to need this weather to pick up season. It was summer yesterday.
Yeah.
It was summer just yesterday.
Literally, it was just summer, like yesterday. It was only,
it was 85 yesterday, and it's like 60 today.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, I didn't have to have my heater on. Today, I couldn't stand it any longer. I had to go light it. I just couldn't deal with it. But if you need somebody to take over, I got one.
You're going to have to, because I got a cough.
All right, then you go and cough. Don't get mad. Get even with free Ravaged demo. All right, so following Ravage's successful launch, 2 Dawn Games has made the demo, now including 2 gameplay modes and a second map, free and available for everyone to play. And you can download that over on Steam. All right, so what do we have? We've got improved browser filter options. A quick match has been added. The Liberty map has been added to the demo. The demo now includes two modes, Capture the Resources, Canyon, and Thrust, Liberty. Additional protection has been provided to respawning players, including when the main base respawning players get 15 seconds of God mode. There is no protection when main base is final target for opposing team in Thrust. Weapon-based vehicles are more balanced. The harpoon, crossbow, and rocket truck artillery have been balanced. Minimum votes for kicking have been adjusted. Spectate button has been moved. Selected weapon highlighting has been fixed. Performance optimizations. The online multiplayer first-person shooter Ravaged, featuring 8 maps and more than 40 vehicles and weapons, is now available for $15.99. I think that's pounds on Windows PC from Steam. It is rated M for mature due to the violent subject matter that's not intended for younger audiences. Yay! See, I like it when they warn us ahead of time. All right, Miss Corey, are you back yet?
Yeah, I'm trying to be. Okay. Just got this in from our friends over at, well, we got a bunch of friends in here. Okay, let me tell you about what's going on real quick. Those of you who are able to get to these because they're near you. Parties organized by gamers across America this weekend will raise funds for and collect video games and consoles that are going to be sent to the U.S. troops that have been deployed to Afghanistan, as well as being rehabilitated at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The events, part of what's called Operation Supply Drops National Veterans Day, 8-bit salute to veterans, will be held in the following cities: Chicago, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and New York City on Saturday, November 10th, 2012. Gamers everywhere are invited to participate. Attendees and others can contribute via monetary donations or drop boxes. The events will feature live music, bars, game tournaments, and prizes. Professional athletes will support the Dallas and Los Angeles events, although we have no idea why. The Captain Steven Shanghai Six Mashuga, a former Army Airborne Ranger, founded Operation Supply Drop in 2010 after serving 8 years with the U.S. Army, including 13 months in Iraq. An avid video game player himself, Mashuga realized that many soldiers are gamers and don't have access while deployed to their favorite form of entertainment and one of the few types of leisure activities permitted in high-threat areas. While soldiers aren't outside the war, outside the wire on patrol, their favorite activity is playing video games, explains Mashuga. Our packages are an immeasurable morale booster. Troops are accustomed to getting care packages from strangers full of baby wipes and socks. Our care packages are designed to blow their socks off. I think it does. Since the charity establishment, Operation Supply Drop has raised more than $60,000 in games and gear packages, each one with an average value of $2,000 to units deployed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Many with the help of a variety of gaming organizations, Operation Supply Drop's 8-bit salute to veterans will be one of the country's largest efforts undertaken to support Veterans Day. You can, of course, join one of the groups. We'll have this posted up on our site, by the way, so don't get all freaked out. In Chicago, it's going to be Game Pato. In Dallas, Kung Fu Salon. Las Vegas, Insert Coins is the one holding this. In L.A., it's going to be L.A. Film School on Sunset Boulevard. And New York, it's in Union Hall up in Brooklyn. You can also send money via PayPal to donations@operationsupplydrop.org. And there's also an address we'll put up on the website that will tell you the address where you can send your consoles or new games if you have some.
Awesome. That's an awesome charity right there.
That is the most awesome of awesome charities. Y'all know we love us some soldiers up in this piece.
Comes around a man in uniform. Oh.
I'm going to need you not to do that. And we got to go before Ginger gets all crazy. You guys can find us here later tonight doing Pixanista, because y'all know how we roll. We got to tell y'all how to dress.
I got to tell y'all about this new thing I found inside Second Life. I got to tear some people apart.
Oh, no. GLaDOS does not want us to do closing music, so we will just say be here tonight around 8:15.
That was Oven Gangnam Style too, wasn't it?
No, it was not. You just got it on the brain. Mm-hmm.
See, if you try to play that, it wouldn't have done that.
Let's see if her theory is correct. That would be a no.
That's right. Man, that would have been hilarious. That
it would have been. All right, Jenny, give him their kisses so we can go.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah, mwah, mwah.